Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. Long time no speak. I was taking care of some family business, and also, the season's been off. Took some time, to get back into it, to get my head together. But today I want to talk about Furkan Korkmaz. Furkan, you guys all know, at least most of you know that, he was the Sixers' 26th overall pick in the 2016th draft. A great shooter, guy from Turkey. He's 19 years old. He's a 6'8 reserve shooting guard overseas. He was attempting to come over last year. That was his goal. He was projected by some to get drafted in the top 10, top 15. At least that's what he thought. And he fell all the way to 26. And with that, he was unable to afford his $2 million buyout from, his contract with Efes, a team in the Turkish Basketball Super League. The Sixers can only play $650,000 of that, towards his buyout. A buyout could be more doable this year as the figures should go down, based on the fact that he'll have less years on his deal. Now, if he comes over, it's great. I think that's, I guess good for the Sixers. But if he doesn't come over, I think that's better than great for the Sixers. Now, again, I'm not going to, I know that sounds crazy to say that, but it's one of these things where I honestly believe that he, right now he's a shooter. He's 6'8". He's about 200 pounds, which means he needs to bulk up a little bit. Now, if he comes over, he'll get a little used to the NBA game, I guess. But he's just a shooter. He's not really a defender. He's there to knock down threes, and I feel like if he's not knocking down threes, he's not going to be effective. So which means is he'll spend some time in the D League, trying to get his game together. I think that if he stays over in Turkey and plays basketball over there, that will be kind of like his D League, and maybe a little more on a more competitive level. Look at Dario Saric. The Sixers drafted him. Dario spent 2 years over in Turkey playing for Efes. Dario bulked up. He added about 20 pounds of muscle. He worked on his outshot shot. His game improved. And, I'm expecting him to win Rookie of the Year right now. I think that if Dario would have came over, he would have played because the Sixers are tanking. But I don't think he would have been as effective a basketball player as he is now. So I think the same thing for Korkmaz. Now I know it, Korkmaz, he's a guy Efes really didn't play. They didn't play him like they didn't play him at all. I mean, you can look at his stats. I believe he played in 10 games with that team. Played in 12 games with Efes before they loaned him to Banvit in December. Over there in Turkey, what they do is they just, loan you a guy. And the reason why they loaned him is because he wasn't helping them, and they knew that Banvit could basically use him, But here he is. Here goes his numbers when he was with Efes. He averaged just 4.4 points and 12.1 minutes. you know, despite shooting 50% in 10 Turkish, you know, basketball league games, right? But he averaged just 1.5 points in 6.5 minutes and missed his lone three-pointer in two EuroLeague games with the clubs. See, over in Europe, a lot of these teams belong to more than one league. So whereas, you know, Efes is a part of the Turkish Basketball League, they're also a part of EuroLeague. And what the EuroLeague is, they get all these teams from around Europe and they play in the league. It's really competitive and it's really good competition. It's not the NBA, but, you know, it's really good competition. Now, when you look at it, you know, he's with Banvit, and he played in 10 games. Actually, he played in 8 games in the Basketball Champions League, right? And in those 8 games, he averaged 10.4 points and shot 48.4% on three-pointers in 8 BCL games. You know, that's not bad. And then in Turkish, you know, games, he averaged 8.4 points and shot 34.4% on three-pointers in 13 Turkish league games. So, you know, he's getting opportunity to play. But to me, I just feel as if that, you know, if he came over, it's good. You know, Timothy Luwalu came over and, you know, he initially struggled and he got better. But, you know, you look at Luwalu and you look at this guy and their body makeup, you know, there is different. You know, Luwalu, I'm not saying he's Hulk Hogan by any stretch, but you look at his body and you see that he's a thin guy, but he's a whole lot stronger than Korkmaz. And I think that Korkmaz, you know, just another year over there, you know, give him also some time to, you know, bulk up, some time to develop his game. You know, right now he's just known as a shooter, you know, a three. And when he's making threes, he's effective. He helps the team. But when he's not making threes, he's not really effective. He's not really helping his team out. Now, here's something else to consider. You know, you also want to stagger these guys. And what I mean by that is, you know, next year, the Sixers are going to have to, you know, give Joel Embiid an extension. I'm pretty sure he's going to get the bank also with that, you know. And then a couple years from now, it's going to be Dario Saric and Ben Simmons. They're going to demand to get these extensions and get these, you know, lucrative contracts. You know, I think you want to stagger it because then the next year it'll be Timothy Luwalu. I don't know if he's going to demand as much money as those two, but he's going to, you know, give him an extension. And then, you know, the following year, let's just say if Korkmaz comes over, then they're going to have to pay him. So I think that in order to make sure you have at least money for all of them, you might want to stagger it a little bit. You know, that way you're not going to have to, like, basically lose one of them because you can't afford them. And that could happen. So, you know, I think it's best for him to stay over. And I said that over and over again because, you know, one, the money, and two, because, you know, when he comes over, you know, he wants to be a candidate rookie of the year, not just someone sitting at the end of the bench waving a towel, you know. And let's face it, you know, Brett Brown has three things. He wants you to defend. He wants you to play with, you know, pace. And he also wants you to be able to make shots. And, you know, right now, the one thing that this guy can do is make shots. Brett Brown wants you to do two of them. And so, you know, at this particular time, if he's not making shots, he's not getting playing time. And he's a streak shooter, you know, so you can't have that. He needs to develop his game. But, hey, I want to thank you all for listening in. Again, I've been away. I had some, you know, some family matters to attend to. I also, you know, just wanted to, you know, clear up my head for a couple of days after the season. But I'm back. You know, we need to, you know, talk more about, you know, the upcoming lottery, the upcoming the upcoming draft, the upcoming draft combine, and, you know, talk about some players who fit the Sixers system better, you know, better than others. But, you know, one thing I want to tell y'all to do is make sure y'all go to SeatGeek and, you know, try to purchase some tickets for these playoff games. I mean, there's a lot of great games going on, and I'm telling you, you know, don't get ticket scalped, you know, going other places. I think that y'all need to go log on to SeatGeek.com, you know, in various cities that are hosting these games, and make sure that, you know, you can, you know, get a cheap ticket for that. But hey, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.